Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April 1st, and the whole week ahead. Now, with the Moon in Gemini, there's certain things that you need to deal with today. Lots of things perhaps you would prefer to sweep under the carpet, but do it. It's best to use this weekend to deal with all issues that are intimate to you, from your sex life to shared financial matters. Get a grip, deal with it, then it's out the way. And here's your Sunday stars. I much prefer later on in the day today when the moon has moved into Cancer, which is much more conducive to you as a sign. So once you start to move on, this is a very good day for you to deal with all sorts of issues, especially if you're thinking of taking a trip or going on a journey or just taking some kind of break. Every so often, we need to be a little bit lazy, and that includes you. And here's your Monday stars. Well, Venus is going to retrograde back into the sign of Pisces. I like this for you, but it does mean there are certain things that have been going on, possibly since the turn of the year, that you need to sort out. And I'm talking about your affairs of the heart, your love life. Anything to do with love that needs dealing with, do it now whilst Venus is in this good position. You don't have to make immediate decisions, but you can certainly plan things, and the time will come for you then to say things. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon is in Cancer, and that for you is, well, it's not just travel and all those kind of things. It's also a matter of principle. I'm slightly concerned that you may betray your own principles or scruples in an effort either to make other people happy or simply because it's the easy way out. Well, who ever said that life's easy? Don't allow other people to play on your prejudices. Stick to your conscience. Here's your Wednesday stars. Money matters, they will predominate today. Something doesn't add up, and I'm talking quite literally. And if they don't add up, then you need to fight it. You need to talk to someone. You need to deal with it. But don't be quids or dollars out simply because somebody else has got the paperwork wrong. Double check everything. Don't just blithely pay for something which you may never have even had. And here's your Thursday stars. With Saturn about to go retrograde in your house of money, there are a lot of issues now concerning finances that you need to look into. But the big aspect is Mars trine Pluto. It's wonderful. Mars in your seventh house of relationships and Pluto in your third house of communication. This is death-defying. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. If you've got any problems now, focus on them and there will be a way of dealing with them. And here's your Friday stars. Put the Sun in opposition to Jupiter, and in a kind of way, it's difficult simply because everything seems so easy, and they're not. So you take on far too much, more than you should, which could affect your health, it could affect your mind. Psychologically, it could be very difficult. It's quite brazen in many ways that other people can take advantage of you or you take advantage of them. And the thing is, in the end, someone will have to pay the piper. So just don't get involved.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.